It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, it's the weekend, and you tuned in to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you listening each and every week for our weekly babble and musings about food in your backyard. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It's all about the yard bird today, buddy.
Oh, man. That's one of my favorite things. You know, I think that the yard bird is a good option for the grill, but there are some tips and techniques that we need to talk about because, you know what? The last thing you ever want to do is get that little red bone when you've had your third bite of that chicken thigh and you get down there and it isn't done right.
Colonel Saunders figured that out.
Yep. Yeah, well, they broached, right? I don't have a backyard broaster.
He's got that pressurized deep fryer. That was crazy, but yep. It works.
Right. Yeah, well, get her done. That's the bottom line on your yard bird is get her done.
Yeah.
You don't want raw, but you don't want to overdo it either because she'll dry out in a hurry.
So we had to record this show early because I am leaving the studio and headed to the UP with my brother-in-law, Paul. We're going up to Munising to open up the cabin.
So Munising is like right on Lake Superior, right?
Yep.
Before you get to the Keweenaw Peninsula there.
Yeah, it's halfway across the UP.
Yep.
Between Sault Ste. Marie and Keweenaw.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, if you've ever heard of Pictured Rocks, Grand Marais,
yep.
That's where it's at.
Well, there's some breweries up there too, Bob.
Probably.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing some interviews up there?
No, I'm going to be doing some fish interviews.
Oh, you're going to try to do a little fishing, huh?
Uh-huh. I had to prove last year to Paul that there were walleye in his lake.
Yeah?
It was a funny story because I said, holy cow, I got a walleye. He goes, no, it isn't. I go, look at this. He says, you think that is? I go, I know it is. Look at it. It's a dual dorsal fin. That's a walleye.
Right.
We throw it in the net. He's got one of those cages, you know, you put over the side of the boat. And we killed the crappies. We killed everything. We just had probably...
You mean you caught a lot of them.
Yeah.
You didn't kill them.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you threw them in the net.
It was the perfect day. And we got back to the dock. And there was like two fish in it. There was a hole in the cage. The walleye was gone.
Oh.
The proof was gone.
Right.
So he took my wife out, his sister, Maureen. He took her out the next day to try and repeat the crime. And they got skunked. I went out by myself and caught a couple fish, but they were nothing to speak of. But I couldn't catch another walleye.
Right. Yeah, the guys down at Allen Bob's last weekend, when if you missed us down there, we wish you to come down. But they had a little event down there, and Barbecue Bob and I were providing some meals down there for people that would come up and celebrating Allen Bob's. But I got to talk to Merle, the general manager down there, and they were getting lots of great walleye reports right now.
Wow.
And they were – so I talked to him about what they were biting on, right? And he said, you know, the little rubber curly-tailed jigs, just bumping them is a hot bait. And, you know, they sell minnows. And you can tip it with a minnow if you want and probably get a little bit better results. Mm. But you might want to – probably too late. You're all packed and ready to go. But I was going to say,
well,
bring some jigs up there.
My tackle box when I leave here, I'm shooting over to Lansing, and I'm hooking up with him because he's down in Hillsdale area.
Okay.
And so if I text him when I leave here, we'll get to Lansing St. John's about the same time.
Right.
And I'm sure there's one of those J's on the way up in Gaylord.
There is, in Clare. You're going to be going right up 27.
Well, there's one right on the exit in Gaylord.
Yep, there is. Yep, you're right. So.
Plus, there's a great little spot right down the street from the cabin that's got the worms and the minnows.
That's where you want to buy it anyway. Support the local guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's up there. And he's got, in Munising, he's got a three-month season.
And well, this is south of Munising. When you head east on 28, just a couple miles out of town, you come up out of those big hills, there's a road that heads south called Forest Highway 13.
Okay.
And that shoots all the way down to US 2.
Okay.
And you just go down about 10 miles, and it's called Island Lake. There's a ton of lakes down there.
Oh, yeah.
And two tracks. You can get turned around. Everything's spaghetti. But
right.
I got it kind of figured out now after 30 years.
Right. Right. Well, you know, you only go once or twice a year. It's going to be that way. But so you're going to go up, go and do a little fishing. Going to bring some cast iron with you.
We got to.
Or does he have it up there?
Got to open up his cabin.
Right.
So we really have some work to do. But we'll get in. We'll sneak some lines in the water a little bit. Dip a line, and I don't know what he's got for cookware. I'm not going to worry about it. I brought. So
all you're doing is making a trip to the local pub. I know how that rolls.
No. I brought skinless, boneless thighs from Sobey.
Okay.
I went there Tuesday.
Might have had some of those left over from our cook at Alan Bob's.
And yeah. I got a couple of beautiful sizzlers. I mean, tri-tips.
Right.
And so I made one last night for Maureen.
Yep.
And I've got one for Paul and I, and we're going to – so that thigh, I'm going to talk about how I'm going to do that up there in the third segment.
Okay.
But I did a little practice run on it the other night, and so that's what I'm going to cook Saturday night, tri-tip Friday night,
when we get into this Yardbird a little deeper here in the show, you'll find that I think Bob and I are of the same opinion here. My favorite cut of chicken is a skinless, boneless thigh. They're juicy, they're full of flavor, but you can cook the heck out of these things, and they're still good.
They're forgiving.
Yeah,
a bone-in thigh does the same thing.
Right.
You know, you can be asleep at the wheel and burn it a little bit, and just peel the skin off, and it's even better.
Yeah. Right. You know, and we'll talk about seasoning that too, because there's a little technique that we can use when you. You peel the skin back and season underneath it and then put that skin back down there, and it makes it a tasty little deal.
So I took the day off work today to do all this, but also my son Alex came home today.
Oh.
He's been in Kuwait for a year.
Right.
And so I took the first half. I already was taking the second half of the day off. I called my new boss and said, hey, I'm just not coming in. He's like, that's fine. And sure enough, Alex showed up at 10 o'clock. So
nice.
I got to spend a couple hours with him, and his girlfriend, Caitlin's with him.
He's so it's been a year since you've seen him, and he's serving our country, mm-hmm. and he was over in Kuwait, and so
he's a Chinook inspector.
Right. So those big helicopters that move people and equipment around,
twin rotaries.
Right. Yep. He inspects those after the guys do maintenance on them. So. Good for him. But you know what? Thank him for us, for his service to our country, because, you know, he wasn't over there by choice. He volunteered.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong, but they put him there for a year. That's a long time.
Well,
to be away.
I really wanted to see him this morning because I'm leaving.
Right.
And then when I get home Tuesday morning, I'm taking him to the airport. He's flying down to see his sister, Emily.
Right.
And he's already bought a motorcycle down there. He's going to pick up a new motorcycle.
Okay.
And he's going to drive it out. Around, he's going to head out west and see his buddies out in Utah and Colorado. So he's going to be on a road trip for like 12, 15 days.
Right. Well, good for him.
He's pretty excited.
Nice break.
Yeah.
Nice break after what he was doing. Lived a pretty regimented life for the last year.
Oh,
so
torture.
The open road will be good.
You know what he hated the most?
What?
The smell.
Oh, really?
He said it's the stinkiest place you ever want to go.
Wow.
He said, I don't know what it is, but the place just stinks.
Well, it must be he got his smell back from COVID, because when he left here, he didn't have his smell, because I know he and I had that in common, is that COVID took my smell away, and I'm just starting to get it back
and
from
Kuwait
January.
And Kuwait brought it back.
Yeah, well, I can wait then to get it if I have to go to Kuwait to get it back. But anyway, yes, sorry, that was a bad pun. It's early. But anyway, all right, coming up next, we'll get into a little bit of Yardbird here. Free range or mass production, what's the difference? Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of, to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.